This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka.
I am Ukrainian, and I am a fighter.
Former world heavyweight boxing champion Vladimir Klitschko, when asked about whether he would join the resistance against Russia's military invasion of his country. In an interview conducted in Kyiv's town hall, Klitschko revealed that he was prepared to fight if needed.
Our strongest force is the will and desire to live in a free country. And we have chosen the direction where we want to go. We are a European country. And we want to make sure that our values are going to be implemented rightly into our society.
Amid mounting tensions, Ukraine announced that a delegation met with Russian officials for talks and in so doing demanded an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of Russian forces as its delegation arrived, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the European Union to grant his country immediate membership in the bloc. Russia's media regulator is warning independent news outlets to not report negatively on the war in Ukraine, including on troop casualties. The regulator, Roskomnadzor, issued letters to at least 10 media outlets, including the Current Time, a Russian-language digital news network led by Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and VOA. Now, Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty and VOA are independent networks under the taxpayer-funded U.S. Agency for Global Media. Specific numbers are difficult to come by regarding casualties in Russia. This is VOA News. Deadly with extreme weather now, climate change is about to get so much worse. It is likely going to make the world sicker, hungrier, poorer, gloomier, and way more dangerous in the next 18 years, with an unavoidable increase in risks, that according to a United Nations science report. And after that, watch out.
Based on the impacts we are seeing, based on the risks that are projected, every bit of warming matters. And the longer you wait, and the longer you follow the illusion that you have the option to make choices in with respect of not doing something, the more you will pay later.
That's Hans Otto Portner. He's the co-chair of Working Group 2, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. He's a scientist specializing in how climate change impacts animals. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report said Monday that if human-caused global warming isn't limited to just another couple tenths of a degree, an Earth now struck regularly by deadly heat, fires, floods, and drought in future decades will degrade in 127 ways, with some being potentially irreversible. Talks to restore a 2015 landmark deal on the Iranian nuclear program resumed on Monday afternoon. Iran's chief negotiator Ali Bagheri Khani returned to Vienna after consultations with his government in Tehran over the weekend. Earlier this month, the Biden administration restored some sanctions relief to Iran's atomic program as talks aimed at salvaging the languishing 2015 nuclear deal entered a critical phase. The U.S. Supreme Court is to weigh limits to the Environmental Protection Agency and their efforts on climate change. Julie Walker has more.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case today its conservative majority could use to hobble the Biden administration's efforts to combat climate change. 19 mostly Republican-led states and coal companies are disputing the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to limit carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Currently, there's no EPA plan in place. Environmental groups worry the high court could preemptively undermine whatever plan President Biden's team develops. A broad ruling by the court also could weaken regulatory efforts that extend well beyond the environment, including consumer protections, workplace safety, and public health. Biden has pledged to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of the decade. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.